Inoculating the masses from ignorance with a big dose of common sense. Here's Gruber.
You know, I need to stay with us a bit longer because I find it shocking that magazines like Marie Claire identify 50 influential women you should look up to. Not a conservative on the page. 50 women. No Nikki Haley. No Candace Owen. Nobody. Not the First Lady. Nobody that's conservative. No surprise either. My next guest here, Jennifer Hartline, senior contributor at The Stream. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. You know, it seems that if you don't toe the party line of the mass media, which is a partner to the Democratic, although maybe closer to Marxist party now, you get ridiculed, you get labeled, you get insulted. You're a gender traitor if you don't vote for a woman. Like, if you didn't vote for Stacey Abrams in Georgia for governor, then you're a gender traitor. You're not allowed to disagree with her views. You have to vote, well, your gender, period. It's outrageous.
It is. Yeah, you are a traitor. And more than that, you're invisible. Like you said, you're not even worth mention. Conservative women, Republican women, fantastic female candidates we had this past midterm that won some key positions. You'd never even know they exist.
You wouldn't. And my understanding is most conservative women are just doing what their husbands told them to do anyway. Isn't that what you do? Yeah. You do exactly what you're told?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's so insulting. It's so insulting. I thought that in the year 2018 that women were credited with having minds of their own. But no, not according to people like Vogue and Marie Claire and the general leftist view is that if a woman is not voting for Democrat candidates, then she's obviously under the authoritarian rule of a husband.
Well, how,
telling her what to do.
How do we let that continue to perpetuate the conversation? How does that happen? I mean, you've got 53% of white women that voted for Donald Trump. Obviously, millions of women voted for Donald Trump. White women, Hispanics, African-American women, some. And yet, anybody that did that is somehow inferior. They're not smart. They're racist. They're all of these horrible things. And
right.
At some point, you would think that women would say, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm going to make sure I turn out and make sure all my friends turn out. It's almost a Blexit type moment for women in the Democratic Party, I would say.
Oh, it is. It is such a moment for women. And I think there are a lot of conservative women, a lot of registered Republican women who are tired of this, who do feel sick of it. It's demeaning and it's insulting. And they're tired of being treated as though they don't exist and that their views don't matter. And we're tired of being told that we've let down the sisterhood somehow because we haven't voted a straight Democrat ticket. This is definitely a moment in history for conservative-minded women to speak up loudly. But the problem is, like you said, we don't own the media. The left owns the mainstream media,
and I don't know how that.
And so they can keep perpetuating.
And how did that happen? I mean, seriously, the Republicans, there are plenty of Republican billionaires that could, you know, Murdoch, the only one that took over a network to give us some semblance of balance. It seems that we should have some more. But I want to use a comment here from one of your articles. I, as a woman, have no need to kill my own child in order to have a good and fulfilling life. I mean, that kind of thing right there, that'll get you run right out of town.
Oh, yeah, it will. Well, too bad. I'm saying it anyway.
Well, and that's the thing. How dare you? You know, they say that they are the tolerant left. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are not the tolerant left. They are the epitome of the exact opposite. In my estimation, am I wrong?
No, I would agree, and I said as much to Vogue. You know, when I answered their ridiculous and insufferably arrogant article, when they asked why do conservative women keep voting for the GOP against their own interests, you know, Vogue alone knows what women's interests are. They're going to tell us what women's interests are, and I said as much. Sorry, but your interests are not my interests, and they never will be. And
well, you know, here's the other thing.
For me,
Donald Trump has a checkered past with women. I think that's fair to say. I think that's honest. I think that he's a billionaire with eccentric tastes in women. And did he have a one night stand with Stormy Daniels? Probably. Do I care? Not particularly. I didn't vote for a pastor. I voted for a president. And it's important to note that women, including yourself, vote on things that are far more important, like the family and keeping the family together and social interests and social programs and border security and all of these things. And, of course, protecting religious freedom. That's why the evangelicals went for Donald Trump as strongly as they did in 2016. They knew he was the one guy that would roll up his sleeves and go to bat for them and fight for them. I don't think that's changed. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's changed at all. He's certainly a street fighter. That's who he is. I think people forget that he's not a politician. You know, we forget that we have a president who's not a professional politician. He's a New York street fighter. He's a businessman. And I'm not here to defend him in any way, because for me, this midterm election wasn't even about him. He wasn't on the ballot. It wasn't about him. There were good candidates who were, and I voted for them because of the reasons that I laid out in my column. And I told Vogue as much. Any candidate running for any office of any position who supports the so-called right to kill the child in the womb, that candidate will never get my vote.
Never.
Period.
Period.
End of story. That's it. That's the end of the story for me. They will not get my vote. I don't care what else.
No matter whether they call you names or not.
Advocate. If they will not protect the child in the womb, they won't get my vote. Period.
Pretty simple. Jennifer Hartline, senior contributor at The Stream. You can find out more at thestream.com. Greatly appreciate it, Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too.
There you have it. It's Steve Gruber's show on a Wednesday. Cold, windy, like real winter. And it feels like it showed up 2 weeks early. We went from summer straight to fall, then straight into winter. Yowza! It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association.